Our next story takes us to a frozen custard shop near Detroit. And it's a sweet story. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
When Jamal Jawad bought the cinder block building on a busy intersection in Dearborn, he never thought the location would be a problem. His dad owned a gas station across the street for years. Jawad painted the building pink and started slinging soft serve right before the pandemic. That was not even the worst thing that happened.
We had not one, but two cars crash into the building. Somebody ran the red light over here on Monroe Outer Drive, T-boned another car, and the other car went straight towards us.
Straight towards a bunch of customers. Fortunately, a bench was in the way.
The bench was a huge steel bench. It was probably like a 400-pound bench. Protected everyone. Luckily, nobody was injured in that accident.
That winter, another car skidded on the ice and hit Jawad's custard shop.
Dearborn police called me, said, "Hey, Jamal, come over here. There's a car that ran into your building again."
His building had not previously been cursed. In the 1940s, it was a diner, then a pizzeria.
I haven't had custard in a long time.
Hopefully, the bad luck is over. This summer, on a typical day, about 1,000 people show up for custard.
I can't even remember the last time.
Gary Dean, in a snappy straw fedora, enjoys a cone with his fiancée. She's having caramel truffle.
Mine is a black cherry custard. Delicious.
The custard company is making its own luck now. It's developed an enthusiastic Instagram following, especially in Dearborn's Arab community. On social media, Jawad, who also still works as a software engineer at Ford, shows off his main innovation, cones injected with fillings. One is based on a Lebanese dessert called ashta.
The flavoring is rose water and orange blossom water. And I mix it with vanilla custard, injected with a pistachio sauce that's imported from Turkey, and rolled in fresh pistachios.
His ice cream is so popular, the Detroit Pistons asked him to sell custard at its arena. Jamal Jawad has opened two more stores. Neither has been hit by speeding vehicles so far. And Jawad has rebranded as JJ's Custard. Right now, he's brainstorming a new treat with a friend for Thanksgiving.
It's going to be called sweet potato pie.
Rashawn Wilder runs a Detroit cheesecake company. The two are imagining sweet potato custard in a graham cracker cone injected with marshmallow filling.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be so good, man. That's going to be so fire.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
I can't wait.